Well, the rains in Mindanao and Cagayandioro seem to have finally stopped. This morning I attended a humanitarian country team meeting with the Department of Social Work and Development with over 30 different international non-government organisations and UN offices. The coordination is beginning to take shape, and as we look to the future, it's important to recognise the enormous generosity of the Filipino people who in the last week or so have provided food and shelter, clothes and water for the survivors. The death toll will never be fully known, and since many families were wiped out, many bodies will never be claimed. A great deal of help is now coming in from overseas, and coordination becomes vital. Christian Aid and Mulcard, its local Muslim Christian partner, have identified that families who are being hosted by friends and relatives in what remains of their community will be the groups we focus on, as many of the evacuation centres are now being taken care of. Today I'm in some of those areas and was deeply shocked by the terrible devastation, and where you know that the houses used to be, there are none anymore. I visited the area and saw people are busy clearing up the debris, and a huge recycling of material to rebuild is going on. They need our support. As one of my friends said, I'm just thankful that none of my family died. The material things we lost will all eventually be replaced. Our neighbours were not so lucky. Their lives can never be replaced.